Merging with Shiva, lesson 238, shielding your emotional nature. Now, perhaps most importantly, you must learn how to protect your emotional nature. The emotional nature is often the most vulnerable and easily influenced of all. You will have to admit that far too often you have been moved into action by your emotions rather than your intellect. To guard your emotions is to keep the instinctive nature harnessed under the firm reins of your intellect. The colors used to harmonize and protect the emotional nature are light blue and violet. By flooding your aura with beautiful sky blue and vivid violet, you quiet your own lower emotions and feelings and become impervious to the negative feelings and moods of those around you. With the advent of these colors, your individual awareness is transported into the more refined, uplifting realms of the sub-superconscious mind. Always remember that by flooding your aura with bright sky blue and lavender, you are automatically building an armor to protect yourself from others' lower feelings and passions, such as anger, jealousy, hatred, and lust. So, make a study of bright, clear blues and violets, and select the ones that appeal to you the most. Intuitively, you will know which hues are best for you. Beautiful hues of blue and violet will always be found in the auras of successful teachers, missionaries, social workers, and those who work among those of lesser emotional and mental refinement than their own. Here's one last part of this sadhana that you should learn to make your understanding of the human aura complete, and that is the knowledge of the auric circle. The auric circle is an energy shell around the aura itself. It acts as a shelter or shield against all forms of psychic influences directed consciously or unconsciously against the individual. Unlike charging the aura with pranic energy through breathing, the auric circle is quickly and easily formed by making a mental image of an egg completely surrounding your aura. The shell should be visualized as a great oval of translucent white light with an opening at the top the size of your head. It is egg-shaped or oval because it fringes the aura as the shell encases an egg. It should be visualized about 3 or 4 feet in depth at the widest point, tapering to about 2 feet at the head and feet. It takes but a little effort of will to visualize and project this protective translucent shell around your aura on the astral plane. Though you may not see it, you will feel its protective presence. Once you have built up the protective shell around your aura, then it needs only to be renewed from time to time. You can easily do so by extending both arms out in front of you, waist high. Then press the palms of your hands together and visualize energy flowing from your solar plexus into your hands. Once the flow of prana is established, slowly part your hands while feeling the prana emanating from your fingertips. This prana remains in the outer shell of your aura. Move your arms out to the side and then completely around to the back of your body until the fingers and palms touch again. All the time you are doing this, keep sending the prana out into the shell of your aura from your fingertips, strengthening the protective circle around your aura in this way from time to time will be quite helpful to you in manifesting a fuller and more joyous life, because it will definitely ward off all forms of psychic attack or evil influence, no matter what the source. The auric circle surrounding a vibrant aura, charged with the proper colors, fortified by sending the vital pranas from the pranic body for its protection against the draining of physical strength by astral entities in extreme cases of astral attacks. In short, this protective, translucent, white shell is a spiritual shield which filters out those influences which would be harmful or upsetting to you. Before beginning your prayers or meditations, you should always strengthen this protective shield.